pretty good, Rick. Okay. So I want to introduce Rick Fox to you guys. You all know who he is. He always is ready and willing and able to do a demo for us and explain things for us. And we were talking in a car ride at one point in late March, and he had said, are you familiar with Narrator in Windows 10? I said, I'm familiar with Narrator, but not in Windows 10. I never liked it. He said, you'll like it if you have Windows 10. So before we introduce Rick, who just joined the call?
Marie Sawyer.
Marie Sawyer. I'm going to kindly ask you to star six yourself because we're in this part of the conference where Rick is going to do his information about Windows 10 and Narrator. And Rick, are you here?
I am.
Terrific. I'm going to pass it over to you, and you can do how you wish. And I was, you know, if you want to do question and answer throughout, or I was thinking maybe at the end would be easier. You could just, however you want to do it, just stay at
the end. The end is good. I'll try to get through as
great.
Much as possible.
You take your time, and that's fine with me. Okay, I'm going to be quiet and star six myself.
It's a privilege to present to so many people. Some names I haven't heard in a long time. Some I know very well. I want to let everybody know that Narrator is a screen reader that has been in Windows for a long time, but huge strides have been made between Windows 7, Windows 8, and now especially in Windows 10. And I believe that that Narrator is now to the point where you can do your basic things such as emails, web searches, basic document presentations, creation, editing, and reading, email, web, and, you know, any of the Windows tasks you might want to do, either updating or because it reads, obviously, the Windows things very well, So this means that, like the Mac, you can now go into any store.
Ken Lawrence.
Who just joined the call?
Ken Lawrence.
Hi, Ken. This is Rick. I'm just doing a presentation, so if you can mute yourself at the end, I'll take questions. I'm doing Narrator. So I only have a few minutes. What I was saying is that now you can go into any store that sells computers or go to any computer that your family members have. If it's Windows 10, especially as if it has the current build, because they make improvements on every update, and you can press Control Windows Enter, and Narrator will come on, and then you can use the computer with Narrator, and I think you can do a pretty successful job. Since I only have a few minutes, quick overviews, and I'm going to assume you can hear me, and if mm-hmm. Jane can hear me, I will assume everybody else can hear me.
You can hear me, Rick. I mean, I can hear you, Rick.
I'm on the phone, and I'm going to start with my computer. I'm going to exit Narrator, and then I'll enter it again, and then I'll show you a little bit about the Narrator settings. And then I'll show you a little bit about the internet, a little bit about email, and a little bit about reading a document in Microsoft Word. If we can get through all that, we're good. So I'm going to exit Narrator.
Exiting Narrator.
All I did was press Control, Windows, Enter. And I'm going to press the same keystroke to start Narrator again.
Starting Narrator. Hello, alltechies.docs. Hello,
all techies. So, the first thing I want to do is show you a little bit about the narrator settings dialog. So I'm going to alt-tab until I get there.
Running program.
Jerry Fontanelli.
Inbox. Running applications. National Federation. Task switching. Narrator settings. Narrator settings. Tap three times with four fingers to review the full set of touch gestures supported by Narrator. Drag a single finger around the screen to hear the names of the items you're touching. Press Windows and volume up to exit Narrator. If you're using a keyboard, press Caps Lock plus F1 to review the full set of Narrator commands. Scan off.
So it said a lot of things. Caps Lock F1 will give you a table of all 176 narrator keyboard commands. You can, now let me see what I can.
Narrator settings, general, chain tap three times with four fingers to view the full set of.
We have several tabs in the narrator settings, and I'll go through them.
General, change how narrator starts and other standard settings, button.
I'm going to down arrow.
Navigation, change how you interact with your PC using narrator.
I'm going to down arrow.
Voice, change the speed, pitch, or volume of the current, or choose a new voice, button.
Now the voices, there's about four of them now that come with default. There's female and male voices. And you can hear this. It's a pretty good voice now.
Mm-hmm. Create your own keyboard command.
I just down arrowed again.
Use the guide. Read the narrator get started guide online button.
The narrator get started guide is very concise. For those of you who are not afraid to teach yourself with manuals, it's very concise. Most of it is a table of different commands doing different things. So let me see if there's anything else.
Minimize this window and return to your app button.
So, that's the settings. And I'm going to now go to the Internet. And I'll show you a little bit about what you can do on the Internet. I'm going to use Microsoft Edge. So we're having a little adventure. I called the Microsoft Disability Answer Desk. And they told me not to use Microsoft Edge because it wasn't quite accessible. But I think it's working pretty well, so I'm going to stick with it. If you go to your taskbar with Windows T, that's T as in task, and then right arrow, you will hear Microsoft Edge. So I'll do that right now.
Hello, all techies.docs. Hello, all techies.docs. Editing. Scan off. Editing. Asterisk. Asterisk. Asterisk.
Whoops. See if I can do this again.
Running applications. Store. Button.
The store is the first one, and if I right arrow,
National Federation File Explorer inbox. Hello, all narrator settings. Store. National.
And Microsoft Edge is not here for some reason, but it is running because I have it running right now.
Store.
It usually is on the. You can find it on the taskbar. So I'm going to go right. I'm going to go to the NFBNJ website, and we're going to use narrator to find the information about the our technology division.
Running programs. Current application. Hello, all techies. Running applications. Narrator setting task switches.
B. Olivetti.
Link.
Very good.
National Federation of Global and Divisions. Link.
So we are on the home page of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. And
scan.
I do caps lock space. That turns scan mode on. That's like a browse mode for the Internet.
Link.
And I'm going to get over to the sidebar where the links are for chapters and divisions. And I think I can do the one key, and it will navigate by all heading one.
Oh, left-hand sidebar.
There it is. I pressed it twice, and I got over to the left-hand sidebar. And now I'm going to press K, which goes from link to link until I get to chapters and divisions.
National Fed about NF Code of Con NFB Braille Read Live the Lux State for chapters and divisions. Link.
And I'm going to press Enter.
https://www.
So now we are on
chapters and divisions.
The chapters and divisions link. In JAWS and other mature screen readers, you have a search that will allow you to go and focus your virtual cursor on something, either a search phrase or a search. That does not exist yet in Narrator. So I'm going to have to move by headings to find the technology. And the easiest way to do that is to go to the end and then move backwards.
Page. PayPal donation link. To coming soon. Contact information left hand sidebar. New Jersey Association of Blind Technology Users. Kenya 2.
So there it is. The New Jersey Association of Blind Technology Users. And now I can read continuously with caps lock. So what I did there was I went to the end of the page with control end, and then I did shift H, move backwards my headings, and now I'm going to read continuously with caps lock M. The JAWS uses insert, ZipText uses caps lock as a modifier, and narrator uses caps lock. So to read continuously, I can do caps lock M, and I'll just do that a couple of times.
New Jersey Association of Blind Technology Users, NYASU, Jane Diekenshein, President Phone, 973-736.
I can also move by paragraph. I can navigate to buttons, form fields, combo boxes, check boxes, list items, radio buttons. So there's lots of different ways I can navigate. There are no lists, so there are no links lists, headings lists, but you have to navigate item by item the way that we did. So that's the Internet. It works well. You can use Edge, Chrome. You can use whatever you want. The next thing I'm going to do is play a little bit with Mail. I'm going to use the Mail app. I tried Outlook. That doesn't work too well. But the Windows Mail app, which is easily found in the apps, all I have to do is press the Windows key to bring up the search box, type Mail, and it says Mail, trusted Microsoft app. I hit Enter, and I open up Mail. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write an email to Jane and send it off to show you. So let me Alt-Tab over there.
Running programs. Current application, hello, all tech running applications, narrator settings, task switching, inbox,
message
list, babble hours.
So I'm in my my Gmail inbox. I don't get very much in my Gmail, but I have a message here called
babble hours left. Don't miss out on 50% off 5:31 p.m.
So this is an advertising from the Babble program. I'm going to hit enter to open it. And we'll try to read continuously here.
On red Facebook left, babble hours left. Don't miss out.
Here we go. Let's try it. It's open now. I'm going to read continuously with caps lock M.
Not on explorable text.
So I think what I'm going to do here.
Scan off.
Is press caps lock M to do scan off and see if that works better.
Not on explorable scan.
So I went back to scan. I'm just going to down arrow.
On red Facebook left, babble hours left. Don't miss out on red yesterday. Babble hours left. Don't miss out on 50 on red Facebook babble hours.
That's interesting. So it's not 10 minutes ago when I hit enter, it opened and read just fine. playing it now. So I'm not going to do any troubleshooting, but I'm going to do Control N to bring up a new email message.
Account list, Comcast.
So it's asking me what account I want, so I'm going to down arrow
Gmail
to my Gmail
addressing
and hit enter.
Editing.
Here's the two field.
Editing.
So I'm going to write J.
J1 of 1. Tooltip.
And let's see.
Capital A.
I don't have this her address in here, so I'm going to do J-D-E.
Jane Diekenshein, jdeacon16@outlook.com. 1 of 1, level 1.
And 16 at.
Jadagen 16.
Comcast.
.net. Nope.
Right.
Message. Editing. Scan draft header. CCB's addressing. Choose contacts. End of line. Scan off. Editing.
Now let's see if I got that right.
Capital. End of line. Jadagen. Capital. Capital J. Capital E. Capital G. Capital E. Capital N. 1. There. At sim. Capital. Capital O. Capital M.
I got to turn caps lock off. Okay. So now I'm going to tab over to message to subject.
Choose CCB subject.
And I'm going to write testing.
Editing. Testing.
And then I tab over to the message.
Editing.
And I write, hi, Jane.
Jane.
This.
Misspelled. This.
Is.
IOS.
A.
Capital A.
Test.
Test.
And I'm going to send it with all tests.
Message list. Babble hours left.
So that's mail. It usually does work. The only other thing I'll do at the moment is I'm going to go to a Word document and show you that it works.
Running programs. Current application chapters and divisions. Running applications. techies. Hello, all techies.
So I opened up Jane's minutes and agenda. I selected it, copied it into a Word document, and saved it. So now,
hello, all.
I can read it continuously with caps lock M. I did control home. I'm at the top of the page.
Techies, hoping you are all dried out and ready for our next technology division meeting to be held this Monday, May 21 at 8 p.m. Remember that all things technology.
Now, I can go into scan mode.
Scan.
And read by paragraph.
515, 600.
And I'm just hitting the P key.
Access code. Come ready to listen. Share asterisk, asterisk. The National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey's.
There's also, you can read by line, paragraph, you can move by sentence, line, paragraph, or page. And since I'm in a Word document, I'm going to go to the end.
Editable text.
And
editable
press enter.
Text. Page 5, scan off.
And I'll just write, hello.
Hello.
My.
MH1.
Whoops, I can't type.
Capital H.
My.
What?
Name is
yes.
Rick Fox. I
capital
can't type.
T-I.
I can read that.
Link, editable text, page 5 content. Hello, my name is Rick Fox. Can't T-I.
So, the one thing that you should know is that there's 5 verbosity levels, reading verbosity levels, and the default is 2, and that is very annoying because it'll read all the bolds and everything else. So I went down to 0 with control caps lock minus, and that will cycle through your verbosity levels. So that is what I have prepared for narrator. We'll be doing some courses at Baruch with narrator. And if you wanted to sign up, you can call Judy Gerber at 646-312-1425. And you can sign up. And I'll be teaching those classes, and you'll get into it much more in depth. But I hope this has whetted your appetite and shown you that we now have a robust, good basic screen reader for free that you can use to do basic tasks on any Windows 10 computer. Thank you, Jane.
That's terrific. Now hang in there, Rick, because I'm going to ask everybody to unmute themselves. And thank you for muting yourself. That was very clear, and we could all hear it, and I appreciate the fact that there was no background noise. Right now, we're going to offer up, I'm going to go by alphabet and your last name. If your last name begins with A, B, or C, and you have a question for Rick, please state your last name and wait for me to recognize you, and then you can ask your question to Rick.
Bakan.
Okay, I heard Bakan first. So, Johanna Bakan, go ahead.
Okay, hello, Rick. Thank you for this demonstration. It was excellent. My question is, does it have a spell check? Can you write a document, and does it have a spell check?
Well, check that out.
Scan off.
I'm going to do a 7 and see what happens.
Partyka. Partyka. Spelling. Not in dictionary. Original sentence. Read only. Mary Jo Partyka. Recording secretary.
Yep. It has a spell check.
Okay, good.
Very good. Is that your only question, Johanna?
Yeah, that's all that came to mind.
Very good. And Linda? Good. Samson first?
Okay, thank you, Janie.
You're welcome.
Rick, good evening. You know what? I want to thank you for doing this presentation. As a matter of fact, I was torn because I received an email on the 15th of this month. The NFB, they were doing an online workshop for this this very same program.
I got the same email.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did, yeah.
Okay. So tell me, now I use JAWS, and I'm pretty good with JAWS, and I know you are too. How difficult was the transition from JAWS to this Windows
you're doing basic things, like I said, it'll work just fine. JAWS is, it has many, many, many more features. I think that if you're using Excel or Access or Outlook, then it's not going to work very well. But if you're using your basic Microsoft Word, an email app like the email, like the mail app on that comes with Windows,
right?
And the internet, it'll work. So you know it's free, and it, if you have JAWS, then I would stick with it. But if you need it for, if number one, if you are have a very old version of JAWS and you can't afford to upgrade, and you are using your basic things like I just said, I think it would work well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Les Cameron here?
Yes, and then Linda DeBardinas after that. Go ahead, Les.
Okay. Two questions. Do you have to shut off JAWS before you do the narrator?
Well, the answer is you don't have to, but they will speak at the same time. So you'd have to develop a new skill of listening to So it's best to shut off JAWS before you use narrator.
Okay, my second question is a real quick one. Is, you know where you go to, thanks, mail, send, inbox, garbage mail, and so forth. Can it do that too?
Your folders, going through your email folders.
And,
thank you.
There, the thing that you need to do is go into the internet and ask for Windows shortcut keys, and you'll get, because that is not a narrator question, really. That's a question on how to use the mail program, and there are shortcut keys in the Windows Mail app to do that, to get to your folders. I forget what they are, but I've seen them in the list.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Linda DeBardinas was next, and then after that, somebody else can ask the next question. Linda?
Yes, I was wondering if you could repeat that number you gave for the classes, and I have a dual question. Is there a tutorial about narrator or a narrator help, like there is a JAWS help?
Yes, I forgot about the help. There's two types of help. There's no tutorial that I know of, but that doesn't mean anything. Just go to the internet and do narrator tutorial, see if somebody's put one together. I don't know of any, but if you do caps lock F1, I'm sorry, caps lock 1, just like in JAWS, when you do insert 1, you get keyboard help, and you can practice your commands that way. If you do caps lock F1, you'll get a list of every single narrator command in a nice table. So, you know, if you want to go through, and this is what I would do, I would go through the list and say, okay, you know, I'm going to remember the 5 or the 7 or the 10 commands that really I know I'm going to need, and worry about the other ones later. That's always how I learn a new screen reader. okay, I want to do my email, or I'm going to do something. Let me just look through this list and find the commands that I think I can learn today. And I just worry about those, and tomorrow I pick up another few. And that's the way I usually learn.
Okay.
Anybody else? ABCD? Oh, and Rick's going to tell you the number. That's right. What's the number?
Oh, it's 646-312-1425.
Great. Thank you, Rick. Anybody else, A, B, C, D, want the floor for a question? Let's move it on to E through H. Anybody E through H need the floor?
Anne-Marie Harris.
Anne-Marie Harris. Go ahead, hon.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for doing this. I'm wondering, and you may or may not be able to answer this, but I use JAWS and Magic, and with my Magic, I use grayscale as far as my contrast. So my computer has a touch screen, but it won't work the same side by side with Freedom Scientific. Freedom Scientific has to be turned off. Will the touch screen work with Narrator?
Yes, it will. At least it says it will. I haven't tried it, but there's a whole list of gestures.
Okay.
And you heard that at the beginning. It gave a couple of different gestures. So there, if you look in the user's guide, there's a chapter on the gestures. The other thing is, I have been told, I can't verify this for myself because I'm totally blind, but I've told by my expert colleague at Baruch College, a Narrator and Windows Navigator work together. If you learn Navigator, and then there are also shortcut keys for Windows Navigator, and you can turn both of them on, and they do work together, I've been told. And I've also been told that Windows Navigator has improved tremendously, and that it works very well and it looks good.
Okay, thank you.
Very good.
Anybody
Phil
else?
Harrison,
Jane, Phil Harrison, go ahead.
Question.
Sure.
When I do corrections, I hit a shift control and then arrows right and left, and then that'll select things, and then I delete and then retype. Can you do that the same with Narrator, or is that those are Windows commands?
Yes, they're Windows commands. They will work.
So they and you can cut and paste the same way as you do with Windows?
Yes, they are Windows commands. They will work whether you have a screen reader on or not.
I guess. So you can... Yeah, do most things that you do with really with JAWS in terms of emails.
In terms of editing, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Anybody A through H? We'll finish up with that, and then we'll move on to the next. A through M. Is that Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy
Bondolin,
I didn't know you were on the call. Yes, go ahead. You're probably really deep, but that's
all right. I just wanted to know, do you only have to use Microsoft Edge to browse the internet, or can you use something like, I prefer Chrome. How well does Chrome work?
I tried it. It works fine.
Before we go on to the next person, is there anybody that called in while Rick was doing his demo that needs to be added to the roll call? Obviously, Jimmy Bondolin was one. Is there anybody else that called in that didn't end up?
Jerry Fontanelli.
Jerry Fontanelli.
The Olivetti, but I think you heard me, James.
The Olivetti, yep. Anybody else? Okay, so let's continue with questions and answers. So A through R, anybody A through
yes,
R?
Yes, I have a quick question.
First of all, go ahead.
Great speak. Big thank you for the speech. I was thinking about getting a computer, a cheap one, and yours is expensive. And I was thinking you could get the demo, but this is the answer to my question. But it just happened the same day. But I wanted to ask, will Narrator read the keys you type? Like if you type an M, will it read that it's an M?
Yes, it will. I always have mine on Word Echo. But if you go into your voice settings and tab through it, you can choose to have Narrator type, read the characters you type. Mine is set on read the words you type, but you can read the characters you type.
And the second question is, can you log into a particular app or web address by using this? If you were putting in an email address, logger name, and password, could you reach... check your email before you send it and logger name.
Yes.
And
because you can spell by word. I didn't demo that, but you can use your right and left arrow to check your spellings, or you can do all of that.
And but what about the password? If you have a really long password, can you check it before you enter it?
I don't think that's a Narrator question. Because I think the website will either allow it or not allow it. Usually when you put a password in, it fills the with stars.
Yes, but would you know how many stars? Could you count the number of stars?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm sorry, Tony here. Usually you can just arrow through the characters that you've typed and you can count, and usually it will stop. I mean, those are basic navigation type things, right?
Thank you. Okay, I don't have a computer.
Okay.
There are sometimes, I'm sorry, when you tab and it lands on the edit field, it will say how many characters are in there. But it does that with, definitely in Safari, but with VoiceOver. But whether it does that with Narrator, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever did your password anywhere, Rick.
I was always signed into everything. The lady who just spoke, I encourage you to get your computer, and I encourage you to use Narrator.
Right.
You know, you don't have to spend any money on JAWS, no $1,000.
Yeah.
Just use Narrator.
Windows 10 computer, though. It has to be a Windows 10
right.
computer.
Yeah, that's 10. True.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else, A through R, wants the floor?
Brian?
Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry. I could go after.
Okay. Can you just explain, what is the class that you're teaching at Group?
Oh, I'm teaching a class on Narrator, and I think it's going to be 4 sessions. So, you know, we'll go into in-depth. We'll have labs where people can try things one-on-one. Everybody has a computer. They'll have Narrator. And after I teach something, usually we'll have an hour for labs so that people can, you know, I make up some exercises. People can try things. And I will provide notes.
Okay. All right, thanks.
You're next. Olivetti B. Jean, quick question for Rick.
Go ahead. Sure.
Rick, kind of a two-part question. I'm using JAWS 14 at home and JAWS 16 at work since, you know, that's kind of how it worked out. And I was just wondering, do those work with Windows 10 or do I have to go, like, a version above? And
that's a good question. I think 14 is way too old.
I may be wrong.
I would say this. If you go to the NFB convention in the summer, Freedom Scientific allows you to upgrade at very, very inexpensive prices. They really make it easy to upgrade for like $100 or $75. You can upgrade.
Right.
At least in the past, that's what they've done. I can't guarantee it, but I think 14 is probably. Other people may know better than me.
I can answer that, Rick. 14 is definitely too little. The latest build of 16 is the beginning where it starts. 17 and up is really encouraged.
Okay, and then my other part of the question for either of you, Jane or Rick, is with Narrator, does it come automatically built into Windows 10 computers, or would I need to download it off the Internet?
No, it's already built in. I mean, you can go to Best Buy, you can go to Micro Center, and you can just go up to a computer, and as long as they tell you it's booted up, you can do Control, Windows, Enter, and you'll get Narrator.
Nice.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you guys for answering my question.
You're welcome. Anybody else? A through Z now. A through Z.
Blake Tracy,
and then Tony Santiago has been chomping at the bit for me to say S. I know it. But anyway, Blake Tracy, you go first.
Your class, are you talking about the same class as that online one we've got an email about, or are you talking a different class?
I don't know about an online class. I think you're talking about the webinar that they're doing tonight on the phone.
Tonight. Whoopsie. I think I missed it.
But I work for an organization called the Computer Center for Visually Impaired People, and we're at Baruch College in New York City, and I'll be teaching in the summer, obviously after the NFB convention. Narrator is one, if we get students, that's what one of the things I'll be teaching.
Great. Is there a way to get more information about your computer classes for the visually impaired?
Yeah, call Judy Gerber, Gerber, at 646-312-1425.
Thanks.
Great. And we'll put that in the minutes, that number, for everybody.
Great.
You'll have it.
Thank you.
Blake, are you content with that answer?
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Okay, Tony Santiago, you're next.
Okay. My question is, well, you know, I'm a JAWS user, but I like to help a lot of people out with computers, and if I'm now in a store and I'm going to check out their latest laptops or whatever, I can now boot up Narrator. I guess their Windows is also trying to be more like Apple, where they provide that good, robust screen reader out of the box. My question is this. If I am helping someone with a computer, trying to fix issues with their computer, if I need to go into Control Panel or in their device manager or anything like that, how well is Narrator in those situations?
It works very well there.
Very good, because Control Panel is where a lot of the stuff is going on.
Right, you got it. When I got my computer that I did the demonstration on, we set it up with I set it up with Narrator. As soon as the first screen came up, I forget whether I did Windows Control Enter or whether I checked the box, but I was able to set up my Windows account, my Microsoft account, and all that Windows stuff using Narrator right out of the box.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good.
One more thing. I was thinking that most likely in the Windows help system, you would probably find a pretty good section on Narrator and any other accessibility features.
I would think so. And as I said, the user guide is, but you're right. You know, they've really done a lot with it. And when you push the button to get the user guide, you go into Windows help. So that's where it is.
Very good. Thank you, Rich.
Okay, anybody else with a question? Jane, it's Angela Perone. Angela Perone, okay, go ahead.
Samson,
you can go after that, certainly.
Okay.
Yep. Rick, is a Narrator both in the laptop and the desktop?
Any computer that runs
10?
Windows 10 is going to have Narrator, from
okay.
the largest to the smallest.
Okay, thank you. Yep. Samson, you're next.
Thank you, Jenny. Just to answer... a question, a lady, a few questions back. I spoke with a young lady today by the name of Chansey, who's doing the online workshop.
Yes.
And they had a cap of 100, so they pretty much filled up for tonight. But because
I forgot all about it. It's my fault that I'm not on it. Oh well.
Because
somebody's not muted. Thank you. Go ahead.
Because the demand was so great, and they had a lot of inquiries, you know, about Narrator. They're going to do it again. So, if you have that email that was sent out, you know, if you let her know that you know you're interested, then you know she'll put you on the list.
Good. That's good information. If you don't have the email, we can always re-forward the email. We have it. I have it. I'm sure Brian has it. I'm sure Joe has it. So we'll make sure that gets out to the group. Also, I sent her an email this morning explaining that we have a conference call and we're doing a mini demo ourselves. And I was wondering if they were having it, recorded in some way that we could listen to it, you know. And they might have. So I'll get that information to
you. You know, Janie, I asked that very question. I said, because I can't be in two places at one time, you know. So
right.
Do you guys have a replay, you know? And she said, no, they do not.
Okay, thank you. She didn't answer that. Okay, thank you. Good. Good information, Samson. Thanks. Okay, anybody else, A through Z?
Yes, this is Reg Lancaster. I have a little notebook. It's called a Nextbook. It was given to me by a friend of mine. I had it like over 3 years now. And sometimes I use Narrator on it.
Narrator has been around. If you've had yours for 3 years, I don't know what version of Windows you have.
Actually, what happened, it had Windows 8 at first, and then I upgraded to Windows 10.
Okay, so if you've got Windows 10, you can use Narrator, and the current build that I have is 1709, which is the Fall Creators version. It was released in September of 2017, that's why it's called 1709. They just came out with a new version that they call the April 2018 version, and that's build, I think that's build 1803. And so Microsoft is automatically updating various computers, and I'm not sure, you know, when they get to different ones. They haven't reached mine yet. If you want to download the, when I called the Microsoft accessibility desk, they're recommending that people wait and let Microsoft decide when to update the computer.
Okay.
And so you can, you know, if you want to know more, you can call the Microsoft accessibility answer line and ask them about it.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
Okay, we'll take one more question.
Linda Anderson.
Linda Anderson, go ahead, honey.
Yes, hi, Rick. Did you say it only works with Windows 10? Well, the highest is Windows 10?
Well, Narrator's been around for a long time, but it's been a joke. And from, you know, from Windows 8 on, they've really been trying to improve it, but it's not really worth playing with until you get to Windows 10.
Okay.
Right.
All right, thank
Very
you.
Very good. All right, so Rick, on behalf of the group, I want to thank you for making this presentation.
You.
Obviously, there's an importance for people to learn that sometimes things come right out of the box, and it's already in there. The narrator is in there. So if you have Windows 10, give it a try. As Rick stated in many of his answers were, I don't know, Google it. See if there is key commands for such and such. But often, if you don't know something, go to your search box in Google and ask the question. You'll come up with H for headings, go through the list, and enter on something and fool around with it and see if you can learn something. You can always copy and paste it and put it in a document format for yourself. And that's how you'll learn. You know, tutorial somebody asked about. That's great. We don't all know exactly what's there. But, you know, just give yourself a chance. Don't be afraid to experiment. That's how you learn more than anything else. Making mistakes can teach you more than anything. Yes. I can attest to that. Anyway, go ahead, Samson.
Okay, thank you, Jenny. Rick, I just thought of a question. This narrator, is it similar to Window Eyes? Is it similar to that program or no? And my second question is, if I use Control Windows Enter to turn it on, do I use the same keystrokes to shut it off?
The toggle. And it's not really, it's not similar to any screen reader in particular. It uses, for example, to read the current time and date, it's Caps Lock C. In JAWS, that same command is Caps Lock F12, and in Window Eyes, it's Caps Lock, it's, not Caps Lock, Insert F12, and in Window Eyes, it's Insert T. So they all have different keystrokes. But most of them have commands to do similar things.
Okay. And to turn it on and off, the key commands, are they the same?
Yes.
Okay. To toggle, he said. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to move on from this because it's already